Mark talks to architect Peter Vaughan of Weston Homes to find out how the Anglia Square redevelopment is going on the occasion of its third round of consultations.
Hello, it's Mark here. I've come along to the Maidshead Hotel, and with me I've got Peter Vaughan. Now, you're involved as the architect for the Anglia Square redevelopment with Weston Homes and various other colleagues. We've come along to find out a bit more about the consultation work on Anglia Square. So whereabouts are we up to now with the sort of consultation and what's happening with the redevelopment now, Peter?
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for the opportunity to obviously speak to you today and to your colleagues. Where are we today? We are the 1st of February today, and this is our third day of our third round of consultations. So you may recall we were here in September for the first time with some initial ideas, a general plan arrangement ideas. We returned with the benefit of responses to that consultation in November with a physical model and some ideas in three dimensions, and we came back for our third consultations on Sunday, Sunday just gone, obviously in January. And we spent a brilliant 4 hours in Anglia Square in quite cold conditions, but sunshine, and lots of people attended the exhibition there. We had, 10, 12 panels and some big visuals of what we're proposing and an update on the physical model of the scheme so that people could get a general appreciation of how it fits into its context. That was Sunday. Monday we came back again in very blustery conditions and again had a couple of hundred people came to see us on that day, to understand what the proposals were, to make their representations and talk about their ideas. And over the last 2 days, those 2 days, Sunday and Monday, we've met with 470 people is our count, plus yourselves today and a number of other parties who've come to see us at the Maidshead Hotel on, where are we? Tuesday morning today, aren't we? Tuesday afternoon, I beg your pardon.
Thank you. And as part of your proposals, you're proposing to almost kind of demolish what's there and replace it with housing and retail units and green open spaces. So that must have been quite a challenge for you as the architects to kind of design it all and to come up with something that was going to fit in keeping with the local area.
I think that's a very fair comment. Yeah, it's a challenge that we've yet to fulfil. We're not quite finished in our design process, not quite finished in our consultation process. But what's been genuinely most helpful is the engagement that we've received from absolutely everybody. A number of local retailers and local residents sit on a community review panel who we've met with late in the evenings. In fact, late enough that it sees me back in London at about 12:30 at night. But what's starting to come forwards in the project is I believe a genuine sense of shared ownership of the scheme. There are individuals not part of the design or the development team who will be able to look at the scheme. Hopefully, if we get a planning approval, they'll be able to say, actually, I was part of the design team, those were my ideas, I asked for these things to happen, and they've started to come forward. So the consultation process for me has genuinely helped evolve the scheme. Certainly to the stage where we're at to come back again to share the current designs.
Brilliant. And one thing I've picked up on very much with the design is it's going to be kind of very much future-proofed in terms of sustainability and environmental. There's going to be lots of good green initiatives. Can you tell us a little bit about those things, like your electric charging points for cars?
Of course. Sorry, thanks for that, Mark. I mean, our starting point is generally to use natural materials, so we're talking about bricks and clay, rather than sort of synthetic materials, things that are tried and tested building methodologies, so that we don't get any surprises and the project has a longevity. It's more sustainable in terms of its materials choices. In terms of the what am I looking for here? The environmental part of the sustainability. We're looking at brown roofs, grey roofs, green roofs, and also solar panels on our roofs. So we're drawing energy from that perspective. We're looking at using air source heat pumps as the heating mechanism for the new homes, and spinning off from that for the retail parts of the project. There will certainly be hardwired for electric charging points for cars going forwards. There's pressure on the grid. I think everybody's aware that the grid's lagging behind, you know, aspirations, but we will certainly be ahead of that in terms of our offer from a sustainable energy point of view.
Thank you. And you very kindly brought along a tactile map of the proposals. And one thing I've sort of picked up on is the different heights of the different buildings and the different shaped roofs. And you're also going to have a community hub, aren't you, as part of the development?
Yep, absolutely that. Sorry, you've done a very good description of the work that we've been doing. Thank you for that. We've been, you know, one of the exercises that we've been going through, one of the drivers of this project has always been about grounding the project in Norwich rather than landing it remotely from London, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds or some such. So that has definitely led us to a character of building, roofscapes, you know, lower rise buildings, tighter streets, taller buildings, wider squares, and the character of the two squares. People will obviously know Anglia Square. Anglia Square will be reimagined in broadly the same location, slightly larger, but hopefully going forward it'll be a place with new homes around it. We're looking for tree canopies, green spaces. St George's Street will be completely reimagined from the Toucan crossing on Crispin Way to the south, along what is currently Botolph Street and the car park on the Pitt Street side, but that'll be completely reimagined as a residential street with a new public gardens inside there, you know, with residential front doors onto that. You mentioned the community hub, and that's one of the buildings that we've had a lot of support for. It'll be quite a funky building, sort of quite an interesting shape, different colours of materials. But the intention is there that that building will operate not only as the kind of the management centre for Anglia Square, but also as a place where the local community, and I mean the wider local community beyond the development, you know, there'll be access to a hall in that space where people can meet and rent space, access to touchdown business space, small cafe space, and obviously the management, as I said, of the centre itself.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And from feeling the tactile model, the actual hub is kind of like a curved shape, isn't it?
Yeah, we're looking for something. There are kind of three key gateways into the project. The proposal for the community hub is it sits on the northwest boundary, the junction of Edward Street and St Augustine's Road, and we're looking for quite a funky building there, quite a sinuous, smooth-shaped building. So that's one of the primary gates into the building. We also have very much a principal gate in, which is a sort of Magdalen Street entrance into where you would walk into Anglia Square, where all the bus stops a minute, and we're looking for quite a civic building there. Again, quite a dramatic looking building, you know, quite in contrast with perhaps some of the other buildings that will come forward on the project. And our third gate into the scheme is actually Surrey Chapel at the southern end of, I beg your pardon, on St Crispin's Way there. So we've got quite an interesting kind of community building in that location. The proposal for the community hub at the north west corner on Edward Street, and then our building at what will be hopefully number one Stump Cross, where it'll be a cafe on the top floor, so everybody will be able to sit on a balcony and get a prospect across the city.
And I understand you're hoping to get permission to start work hopefully within the next year, and then I believe it's something like a 10-year build project.
Yeah, our programme at the moment is we're aiming for a planning application in end of March this year. There's then a period of consultation with the local authority and formal notification to consultees. So if everything goes as we would like, that should take us to a planning committee around September, October time. If the planning committee think we've got the scheme that's appropriate and the local community supports it, then if we get a positive planning result, we would hope to start on site end of first quarter 2023, next year. And then, as you say, it's probably a 10-year phased build programme.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing more about development, and I understand you're going to be holding more consultations as time goes on over the next year, so What's the sort of timetable for further consultations?
Our next immediate event is a community review panel on last week in February. So one of your colleagues will be attending that, and that's been incredibly helpful in terms of absolute on the ground local knowledge and local needs and wants. So that's been really helpful, and genuine change has occasioned the scheme from that. So that's our first consultation. As I said, the application will go in late March. We will come, sorry, that's a part of the scheme. The phase one will come in late March. We will come and make formal presentations of that scheme so that everyone's clear what's included in it, and then the sort of south side of the site, which will come forward as an outline application, we will return with design proposals for that, and again we will consult on those over the next coming months.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks very much for talking to us at Chatterbox, and good luck with all the planning applications, and we look forward to hearing more and no doubt seeing demolition in the next year.
Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for that. And it's been, certainly for me, it's been interesting to kind of meander your finger across the model and have another understanding of how space works.
That's
Thank
great.
You very much.
Thank you. Lovely.
That's Cheers.
Great.
Mark was talking to architect Peter Vaughan.